Christian service. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. For I have given you an example, and ye should do as I have done to you. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men.
The Extension Committee of the Student Coordinating Council is a committee that should include every member of the student body. It is our conviction that each student enrolled in this seminary needs to be presently involved in the sharing of his faith. It is our purpose, therefore, to help you find that opportunity through which you can best give of yourself. This year, the Extension Committee will be more closely correlated with the Field Work Office. Together, we recognize that field education is a vital part of the education of a seminary student. It is our hope that every student not presently serving in some capacity in a local church will consider volunteering his services, temporarily at least, in some area of Extension Committee work. Recognizing the importance of the three services in which we are presently engaged, we need to broaden the scope of our extension work. There are ways in which we could be of service to young people and to other persons right here in the Wake Forest community. We need, I think, to be in close contact or in closer contact with some college campuses. But we can function and we can grow only as you express your interest and as you become personally involved in this work. Strong support is needed in the areas of work that are already established by the Extension Committee. And Sherry Dixon and Don McKinney will describe in more detail these particular services.
The Extension Committee has a ministry to mentally retarded persons. Two Sundays a month, students go to Murdoch Center to teach Sunday school classes. These classes are taught in teams of two teachers to a class. Following the class session, we sit around in group discussion with the chaplain at the center. Here we share methods and problems, try to share some solutions and experiences of the particular day. The teachers this year will spend the first two sessions in a program of orientation. This program of orientation will include introduction to the institution, that is the physical plan itself, and to mental retardation. The orientation will also include some discussion of principles of teaching mentally retarded persons. This ministry is a challenging one and often a very frustrating one, but your interest and concern means much to these persons. This expression of Christian love speaks louder than words. You will note on your program that October the 15th is the first session at Murdoch, and you also asked if interested to sign the sheets of paper in the vestibule of the chapel. This does not commit you to teach a class. We just want to invite you, if interested, to attend the orientation sessions before you decide whether this is the area in which you would like to serve. The teaching of mentally retarded persons is a fairly new field in religious education. You will find that this ministry can be a meaningful teaching and learning experience.
Each Thursday night, the Extension Committee serves two rest homes here in Wake Forest. The nature of our program is to have a period of fellowship through singing, followed by a 10-minute devotional. Many of these elderly individuals are unable to leave the rest home, and they only receive very few visitors. They have in the past expressed their appreciation for members of the seminary family coming and sharing their faith with them. We invite each of you to join with us any Thursday night that you feel like singing and having fellowship, and those of you who feel led to have a 10-minute devotional, please contact Jack Clifford or me. Thank you.
May we unite in prayer together. Our gracious and righteous Father, we would ask that you would instill into us a temperament and a disposition that is not at rest, that is never satisfied with present and past successes, but it is always honestly seeking to discern your will and to achieve it. And we would also ask, Lord, that you would give us a perspective, a proper balancing of study and the practical application of what we have learned. We would further ask, Lord, that you would, if it is your will, cast aside, give us the strength to cast aside our petty differences and our minor egocentricities here on campus, and that we might unite in furthering your will, both as individuals and as members of the seminary community. For our Master's sake, we pray. Amen.